Yeah, so people wonder, why do we do this? Why do you go stand outside churches? First of all, we get a lot of people tell us, you should go inside and talk to them. You can't be serious. They got, most of these churches have a cop stationed right at the door. A regular cop with guns, billy clubs, handcuffs. And guess what they'll do? If I show up there and I start talking truth, they will have him usher me out and get me for trespass. Yeah, it happens in seconds. No, we stand out on a public sidewalk and we call out the sins. We call out the sins of man-made religion, and we tell people, we warn them that the wrath of God is coming. Make sure you get both sides, sir. Man's videotaping. Make sure you get both sides. The Baptist faith is wrong. Repent. Seek the kingdom of God, sir. We love you. So what are we talking about? We come for the sheep. The other day, we were outside a Roman Catholic men's conference. Everyone was laughing and mocking. One young man who's a seeker, he actually grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Now he's seeking the truth. His wife's got him going to the Roman Catholic Church. And he talked to me for an hour. And it was an awesome conversation. You can hear it on the Hero Men's Conference preach. That's what we go for. One sheep. One person that we may encourage. One person that says, I see what you're saying. One person that says, you know what? I see a lot of sin here, but people tell me just be quiet. I see a lot of false doctrine. People tell me just go along. Nobody's perfect. But the Bible calls us to be complete and mature and perfect. Over 20 times in the New Testament, it's interesting. While I'm making this audio about we go for the sheep, a man across the street at a gas station walked up to the sidewalk, was videotaping. I showed both sides of my sign to him, and he gave me a thumbs up. Who knows? He might be a seeker of truth. Maybe in 5, 10, 20 years, maybe those seeds will fall on fertile ground. I don't know these things. Trust me, saints, I wrestle in my flesh all the time when I come out and stand in front of 10,000 people and maybe one listens for a couple minutes. And I wrestle in my flesh going, what am I doing out here? And it is only flesh. And then I keep going. And the Father tells me to go, stand, withstand, endure, be steadfast, be immovable. And ultimately, sometimes I forget this. I admit it. Ultimately, we're doing this for the Father. I think about 98% of the times I'm doing it for the Father. There's sometimes I let my guard down and I think I'm doing it for people because I love my neighbor. And when they reject it, I get a little discouraged sometimes. And I got to repent and put my first love first, and that's Christ. And it's not about people. Because what if the whole world, let me ask you this question. I might do a teaching on this. Everybody tells me about numbers. There's more of us than you, and they're all based on numbers. What if everybody in the world turned against Jesus Christ? Would you? What if you were like Noah? We only know he was a believer. We don't know if his family was believers. The whole world went wicked. Would you go with them? Would you follow false doctrine? Would you go with the numbers? Or would you stand fast in the truth and die alone? Recently, another young man, a lawyer, asked me, met me out street preaching, asked me, well, what do I do for church? Yeah, my church is sinful. I don't want to be alone. All right, that idea right there, I don't want to be alone. What that tells you, I don't want to be alone. What that tells you is that they're focused on people, not God. And that's like what happens to me that 2% of the time, maybe, when I get weak in my flesh and I'm thinking of my neighbor more than God. And I'm thinking, I'm out here, what's the point? No, we're out for the Lord first. My wife helps remind me of that all the time. We're out for people second. We're out for the glory of God and to love and see our neighbors come to salvation. That's what this is all about. So people wonder why we do this. We go for the one. I do have a pretty interesting story I could add to this. Just today, I got an email. Baptists are unbiblical, ma'am. Repent, come out of the world, come out of your sin. Folks, you're being deceived by the Baptist faith. They're not teaching you the truth. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. I got to stop this audio. All right, so I'm back. I had to stop, make a video. Police officers just left in their car. I think they got another one stationed here. What do these people fear? Bullets don't stop God or Satan or demons. What do these people fear? They're a bunch of Revelation 21:8 cowards. So far, no men have come out to talk. One homeless-looking man walked up to Sister Amon and talked for a couple minutes. I was way on the other sidewalk. He walked away. Didn't look like a mock or anything. I don't know if he is. But none of their leadership has come out to say, what's up? Give an answer for the false gospel. So I was on to why we do this, and we're looking for the sheep. I have a little story. So several years ago, a young man, like early 20s, met me out street preaching. He wanted to be a street preacher. He started going with us, traveling. He really had a zeal. Well, his flesh and his family took him back, pulled him back. And we loved him. We let him go. Never stopped thinking about him. He's like a son or a grandson. He's close to could be almost a grandson for me. He could be a grandson for me. Anyway, I just got an email today, 2 years later after he left us. He says he wants to talk. Now, I don't know what it's going to be about, but I can only assume that he's been following along. And if he wants to talk to the street preacher of righteousness, he must want something of God. He must want to seek the things of God. So this is why we go, to be a light for God's glory first, to be a light to our neighbors, to call people from their sin. If we don't tell the truth about the Baptists, evangelicals, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptists, every single man-made flavor, if we don't tell the truth that the culture, Satan's kingdom, is sending people to hell, if we don't tell the truth as preachers of righteousness, who's going to do this job? Who's going to tell people the truth? That's why we go. That's why we do it. Hopefully that edified you.